At the time when the Babylonians ruled over the children of Israel, there was a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He caused to be made a statue of gold, 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. Then he gathered together all the princes and governors, the captains and judges of his kingdom, to see the golden statue that had been set up. And he decreed that when the harp and flute, the cornet and dulcimer, and all manner of music should sound, everyone was to bow down to the image and worship it. All those who did not heed the command were to be thrown into a fiery furnace. So it was that when the music sounded, everyone bowed down to the golden image and worshipped it. But there were three Jews among the people, named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down nor serve the image. And word was brought to Nebuchadnezzar that such was the case. Then in his fury, he commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. The king questioned the three men, saying, "Is it true that you serve not my gods, nor worship the golden image? I charge you, bow down to the image when you hear the sound of the harp and flute, the cornet and dulcimer, and all will be well. If not, you will be thrown this very hour into the middle of a burning furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you?" Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king thus, "We do not need to think of our answer. If it be his will, our God whom we serve will deliver us from the furnace and from your hands. But if it is not his will, we still will not serve your gods, O king, nor worship your golden image." Now was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and he ordered the furnace made so hot that the men who led Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into it were struck dead by its heat, and the three Jews were cast into the flames. Then was the king astonished, for upon looking into the furnace, he saw not three men, but four men walking about in the flames, and the fourth man was the angel of the Lord. Oh, the heart of Abednego was moved, and he called Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego forth from the furnace, and behold, not a hair of their heads was singed, nor were their clothes burned, and there was no smell of fire about them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke before his people and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel to save them from the fire. Therefore I decree that any man who shall say anything against this God shall be cut to pieces, and his house shall become a dumping ground." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found favor in the eyes of the king, and they were given positions of high honor in the kingdom of Babylon.